Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets for Saturday, the 10th of November. Sun is in Scorpio, ruled by Pluto, and planets are saying...
Yes, well, or well, yes.
Or some planets.
Same thing. Assorted lunars.
And?
Rather than yielding to any planetarily induced negativity and devouring a gallon of Haagen-Dazs or a pound of fried shrimp to alleviate the discomfort... Reach back in your DNA for that pioneering spirit for which your ancestors were famed and discover the myriad ways to make setups work in your favor instead of the myriad ways that someone else had best fixed them for you pronto. The next few days or weeks could be an exercise in competently and patiently separating the wheat from the chaff, essentially determining which ideas, solutions, propositions, suggestions are keepers and which should be gently but firmly directed toward the nearest exit. But just to keep everyone alert, these planets will intermittently promote the very ideas, solutions, etc. that could safely be filed under chaff. Finally, the more time you spend laying the groundwork or shoring up any weak spots in the program or foundation, the sooner you'll see your payoff or a handsome reward for being such a good scout. Practically, though, this presumes that the fundamental premise of the project or relationship is sound, and that you aren't trying to make a pig fly or any other entertaining but essentially inefficient activity.
Okay, signs particularly affected by these assorted lunars?
Scorpio, Sagittarius, Aquarius, Aries, Cancer.
And if one's birthday, 10th of November.
Be true to yourself and your professional, social, vocational, personal, romantic, and creative needs. Yes, it's a long list, but only by using these as litmus tests will you be able to best determine whether you should actually accept certain invitations and projects being aimed in your general direction, or whether you should treat them with the reticence generally associated with carriers of, say, bubonic plague.
Aha! Tomorrow, Daily Planets.